Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Let us sing hymn 145. Sing hymn 145. We thank to the grace of the Lord that we are able to continue to have our family altar. For tonight's family altar, let us read Psalms 62. Let us turn to Psalms 62. This is a Psalm of David. Psalms 62 verse 1. For God alone my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation. Verse 2. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly moved. 3. How long will you set upon a man to shatter him? All of you, like a leaning wall and a tottering fence. 4. They only plan to thrust him down from his eminence. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. Selah. 5. For God alone my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from Him. 6. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, I shall not be shaken. 7. On him, on God, rest my deliverance and my honor. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. 8. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. 9. Men of low estate are but a breath. Men of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up, they are together lighter than a breath. 10. Put no confidence in extortion or opposition. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your hearts on them. Verse 11. Only God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. 12. And that to thee, O Lord, belongs steadfast love, for thou dost requite a man according to his work. Alright, so this is the Psalm of David. Altogether, they are the 12 verses. If we look at the topic given above, here it says, to the choir master. Alright, so from here, we know that this psalm is a song. So it is used for the temple and the public worship. And here says, to the choir master, according to Jedutun. Alright, so who is this Jedutun? Let us refer to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 25. 1 Chronicles chapter 25. Let us read verses 1, 3 and 6. 1 Chronicles chapter 25 verse 1. David and the chief of the service also set apart for the service certain of the sons of Asaph and of Heman and of Jedutun, who should prophesy with lyres and the harps with cymbals. The list of those who did the work and their duties was. So in the verse 3, of Jedutun, the sons of Jedutun, Gedaliah, Zeri, Jeshasha, Shimei, and Hashabiah, and Matitiah, 6 under the direction of their father Jedutun, who prophesied with the lyre, with thanksgiving and praise to the Lord. Verse 6. They were all under the direction of their father in the music in the house of the Lord, with the cymbals, harps, lyres for the service of the house of the Lord. So here says Asaph, Jedutun, Heman, who were under the order of the king. Alright, so from here we're able to know that Jedutun, he was one of the chief that is in oversee the music. Music in the house of the Lord, in the service of the house of the Lord. Alright, so here says to the choir master, that is to Jedutun. So this song will be sung in the temple and during public worship. Alright, so this is a Psalm of David. And this Psalm 62, we can divide it into three parts. So the first part, we can, it is from the verses 1 down to the verse 4. It tells us about the trial of faith. Then the second part, verses 5 to 7, it tells us about the affirmation or the confidence of faith. And the last part, the third part, verses 8 down to 12, the exhortation to faith. Alright, so for this Psalm 62, we make use of the theme in relation to the faith. But of course, this faith here also relates to the trust in God. Alright, so that's why this three part, the trial of the faith, the affirmation or the confidence of faith, and the exhortation to faith. So altogether, we can divide it into three parts. So in the first part, from verses 1 down to 4, especially if we read verses 3 and 4, roughly we are able to know about the background to this Psalm 62. Let us read Psalm 62, verses 3 and 4. Verse 3. How long will you set upon a man to shatter him all of you, like a leaning wall and a tottering fence? Alright, so here tells us about the revolt or the rebellion of Absalom. And here tells us, David asks, how long will you set upon a man to shatter him all of you? Alright, so Absalom, he has his group of people, those who wanted to usurp the throne from David. And in the verse 4 says, they only plan to thrust him down from his eminence. They take pleasure in falsehood. So they bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. So if we refer to the 2 Samuel, let us turn to 2 Samuel chapter 15. 2 Samuel chapter 15. The whole chapter tells us about the rebellion or the revolt of Absalom. But from the verses 1 down to 6, let us read 2 Samuel chapter 15 verses 1 to 6. Verse 1. After this, Absalom got himself a chariot and horses and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom used to rise early and to stand beside the way of the gate. So it seems Absalom, he was very diligent. So he rose early in the morning and he stood beside the gate. Why? There was a purpose. So in the verse 2, the lower portion, and when any man had a suit to come before the king for judgment, Absalom, here says, he would call to him and ask the man, from what city are you from? Then here says, and when he said, for your servants is of such and such a tribe in Israel, then Absalom would say to him in the verse 3, see, your claim are good and right. So firstly, he acknowledged them, he gave praises to them. Your claims are good and right, but there is no man deputed by the king to hear you. So now, slowly, he wants to belittle King David, that King David did not appoint any person to judge over them. So in the verse 4, Absalom said, moreover, oh, that I were judge in the land. Alright, so now he bring himself in. He proposed that now that they go to him, then every man with a suit or cause might come to me, and I would give them justice. Verse 5, And whenever a man came near to do obeisance to him, he would put out his hand and take hold of him and kiss him. Alright, so he was trying to establish good relationship with them. And in the verse 6 here now tells us, and Absalom did to all Israel who came to the king for judgment, so Absalom stole the heart of the men of Israel. So definitely in the midst of David, he would say good things. But then behind his back, he will try to belittle David so that the people now will find favor with him. They will instead now want to turn to him. So in the Psalms, let's turn back Psalm 62. verse 3 and 4. So at the time, Ahijah tells about the plan of Absalom to rebel, to revolt against David, to usurp the throne with falsehood. So he blessed with his mouth, but inwardly he will curse. And please take note here, there is a word, Hebrew word, Selah. Alright, Selah. So in the biblical dictionary or commentary, here tells us the meaning is unknown. The meaning of the Selah is unknown. But of course, there is a conjecture. So some says that this Selah refers to pause and to reflect. To pause means at the time they will stop singing, but the music will continue to be played. And to reflect, so at the time when the music was playing, so it is a time for the people to reflect. So if in the verse 4 there is this Selah here, so it asks us, it tells us to reflect now on the man. How genuine, how sincere, how truthful are men? Alright, so of course, not only to reflect towards others, also to reflect towards ourselves. What type of a person we are? Are we those who are very sincere, very truthful? Alright, so here at the time tells us about the scheme of Absalom. Oh, but in the trial of David, when he faced with this problem, so in the verses 1 and 2, here tells us, David says, for God alone, alright, so God alone, the only one, my soul waits in silence. Alright, so definitely David must turn to the Lord, David must wait upon the Lord, to trust in the Lord. So it is not to use man's way, man's method to try to solve the problem. So he says he wait in the silence. And of course it was without murmuring and the complaint. So to David, God alone is the way out. So his soul waits in silence for the Lord to act. And he continued to say, from him comes my salvation. Verse 2, he is only my rock and my salvation, my fortress. Therefore, he says he will not be moved. Alright, so God alone was his salvation, means his deliverer, his helper. God is his rock and God is his fortress. So to David, David could only now turn to the Lord, of course not to men, because men, they have their weaknesses. Then in the second part, from the verses 5 to 7, this is the affirmation, the confidence of faith. So again, now David, now he reaffirm his faith, his trust in the Lord. Just now in his prayer, in the verses 1 and 2, already he made known this. But now in the verses 5 to 7, again David says, for God alone my soul waits in silence. A repetition. So for my hope is from him. Verse 6, he only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I will not be shaken. Verse 7, on God rest my deliverance and my honor, my mighty rock, my refuge is God. Alright, so this is a very good part where David manifest his unshaken faith towards God, even though he has to flee from Jerusalem. So Psalm 63 in actuality continue with this story, and we have already run through Psalm 63. So at the time David, he has to flee from Jerusalem. So he went to the wilderness of Judah. And at the time he was also separated from the Ark of the Covenant. So in this second part, at the time David made manifest his true faith, reliance and the trust in the Lord. So similarly today, we must make this type of a confession. It show forth, it manifests our faith towards God. And in the last part, verses 8 down to 12. Here there is this exhortation now to the faith. So it is an advice given by David to the people, especially to those who want him to become the king. So verse 8, trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Alright, so now David at the time, he enlightened his followers to now trust and to rely on the Lord God. And why David said this? There is a reason. In the verse 11, once God has spoken, twice have I heard this. So God has spoken, but what did he heard? So in the verse 11, that power belongs to God. Then verse 12, the upper portion, and that to thee, O Lord, belongs steadfast love. So these two things that David heard from God was what? The power and the steadfast love of God. So that's why verse 8, David encouraged, exhort the people to turn to the Lord, to rely on God who is powerful, who is almighty and with steadfast love. And in the verse 9 down to verse 10, here tells us that it is vanity to trust in the man, and it is also a vanity to trust in the riches. Because in the end, verse 12, the lower portion, for thou dost requite a man according to his works. So in the verse 9 says, a man, irrelevant of what estate, what position they are in, they will all be put in the balance to be weighed. Just like unto Daniel chapter 5 verse 27. Tell us about the tekel, that we being weighed in the balance and found wanting. Alright, so every one of us, we will be weighed by the Lord. So today, it is not worthwhile. Here tell us about the vanity of trusting in man and the vanity of trusting in the riches. But in the end, the only solution is for us to turn to God. So let's read Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6 as a conclusion for this Psalm 62. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. Hebrews 13 verse 6, hence we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid, what can man do to me? Okay, so today let us put our trust in the Lord, let's turn back to the Lord, let us make manifest our faith in him, even though we may be in a certain position where our faith is being tested. Especially maybe harm from others. But no matter how, we must have this affirmation, we must affirm of our faith. And we also encourage others to turn to the Lord, to have faith. So our reliance today is in the Lord and not on man. Okay, now we will make use of the rest of the time. We have only around 7 minutes for our prayer. Let's continue to pray for one another, to pray for our family, to pray for good health, and to pray for the church and the situation that we are in. Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We thank the Lord Jesus Christ. Our family altar will be until here. May the Lord Jesus continue to keep watch over us and to protect us. Amen.